AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A New York jury has found Donald Trump liable for sexual abuse. Mike Hempen has the verdict.
Jurors rejected advice columnist E. Jean Carroll's claim that Donald Trump raped her in 1996, but they found Trump liable for sexually abusing her and awarded Carroll $5 million in a judgment that could haunt the former president as he campaigns to regain the White House. The verdict was announced in a federal courtroom on the first day of jury deliberations. Trump did not attend the trial and has insisted he never sexually assaulted Carroll or even knew her. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Biden and congressional leaders held their first in-person meeting on raising the debt limit after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he didn't see any new movement. The government is at risk of being unable to meet its obligations as soon as June 1st. The Justice Department says it's busted a long-running Russian cyber operation. Sagar Meghani has details.
The targets included the U.S. and NATO allies, from governments to an unidentified journalist for an American news organization. Federal prosecutors linked the operation to a Russian Federal Security Service unit, alleging the FSB waged the cyber spying campaign for two decades by tweaking so-called snake malware several times to avoid being shut down. The Justice Department this week launched an operation that made the malware effectively self-destruct. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The police officer who shot and killed the gunman at an Allen, Texas shopping mall is being hailed as a hero. Officials say the shooting lasted 3 to 4 minutes and left eight people dead besides the gunman, who had brought eight legally purchased guns to the scene. Bond has been set at $300,000 for a Louisiana man who authorities say fired a gun at children playing hide-and-seek outside his home. A 14-year-old girl was hit, but her injuries are not considered life-threatening. This is AP News. NHL playoffs tonight. Hurricanes up 2-1 on the Devils, Kraken 2-1 on the Stars. In the NBA, Sixers, Celtics, Suns, Nuggets, both series tied at 2. David Schuster recaps last night's action.
In Miami, Jimmy Butler scored 30 points as the Heat defeated New York 109-101 to take a 3-1 lead in that series.
If we talk through everything, you know, and we're having fun more than anything, I think it's going to end well for us.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, LeBron James also scored 27 points as the Lakers rallied by Golden State 104-101 to take a 3-1 lead in that series. Off the court, Denver center Nikola Jokic was fined $25,000 but not suspended after he went into the crowd the other night and made contact with the Phoenix Suns owner. Turning to hockey, all Las Vegas, who defeated Edmonton 5-1, they lead that series 2-1. And off the ice, the Chicago Blackhawks won the draft lottery and almost assuredly will select Connor Bedard with the number one pick. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.